This is the FM Gold Channel of All India Radio. On the eve of Indian Army Day, in the program News Analysis, now we bring you a discussion on glorious history of Indian Army. The participants are Colonel Aman Anand, spokesperson Indian Army, and Ajay Banerjee, journalist.
Colonel Anand, tomorrow is the Army Day. What is the importance of the Army Day? Why is it celebrated and why it is observed on 15th of January?
Ajay, 15th January is celebrated to recognize the valor and the efforts of our soldiers who throughout the year serve across the borders of the nation in the most difficult conditions. Many of them are safeguarding our interest even with their life. So this is the time when we as an organization recognize their efforts, award their bravery in this day. Why 15th of January? Because 15th of January is the day when first Indian Commander-in-Chief who took over the reins of this great army from the then British General Francis Bucher in 1949.
Tomorrow in Delhi there will be a massive parade at the Delhi Cantonment. What will be the elements of that parade? How it will be a quite emotional day also for the people participating in that parade and people who will be honoured and welcomed in that parade. Could you please explain?
Traditionally, the parade is carried out not only in Delhi but also in all command headquarters. This Army Day parade has got two parts. Part 1 is the parade per se, where the various contingents of the army, which includes the infantry, mechinfantry, artillery, army air defense, amongst others, who participate. The subsequent part is the combat demonstration, where we demonstrate how in the field areas we carry out our duties against the enemy. After the parade is over, the braves are also awarded by the VIP.
Colonel Anand, that we talk about the glorious history of the army. In 1948, we drove out Pakistani raiders from Jammu and Kashmir. 1965, we won a war over Pakistan. 1971, 90,000 troops surrendered in Dhaka. 1984, we occupied Siachen. 1999, Kargil, we again drove out Pakistani intruders from the icy heights of Kargil, Dras and Mashko. I'll bring you to that. 90,000 troops surrendered at Dhaka. General A.K. Niazi of Pakistan Army had to surrender. Is it the most important day in the history of the Indian Army?
Yes, Ajay, I would like to agree to that I think this was one of the greatest victories. Why only Indian Army? Any armies anywhere in the world have not witnessed such kind of great victory. The credit may go to the planning at the highest levels and the execution at the tactical level.
We also have a huge human resource in terms of veterans of the Indian Army, the retired officers, the retired soldiers. They are a voice and emotionally connected to the units, the regiments and to the Indian Army. And uniquely, they are the only employees of the Government of India who, even after retirement, remain committed to the forces and are under the Defence Minister of this country for all practical purposes. All other employees are under the Ministry of Personnel and various wings. They are the only former employees who are under the Defence Ministry or a particular ministry. These veterans are also a source of energy. They often have a voice on several forums. What is the Indian Army doing for these veterans?
You would be aware that the Indian Army has declared 14th January as the day for veterans. And new programs have been initiated, one of them being an outreach application that can be downloaded by the veterans from the Play Store. This application gives out all the details of all the schemes that are being planned for the veterans by the Indian Army. Army Chief said the other day, no army can be great without respecting its veterans and without looking after its veterans. The new schemes that have been recently taken are that some more offices have been created in the lower headquarters. A separate directorate has been created in Army Headquarters, which is Directorate of Indian Army Veterans, which is headed by DDG, and which is the nodal agency for all issues concerning the veterans. On this application that I was suggesting, you can ask questions, you can calculate the pension, you can get aware on the skill development schemes that Indian Army is starting. You can even find your coursemates. You can find the location of the Sainik guest houses close by wherever you are located. And the schemes that are being conducted by this directorate are certified by National Skill Development Center. A highly successful model. I have visited this and I would suggest that more and more veterans and their families should take benefit of this. In fact, I would like to use this medium to suggest that regular feedback can be given to this mode so that it can be spread to the various veterans wherever they are. As a new initiative, Indian Army Veteran Card is now being issued for the veterans. Earlier it was the ID card. Now it is the Indian Army Veteran Card, which will have a photograph in the civil dress, so also in uniform. There is another thing which the DIV has started, is that there is something called e-lobby. You would have seen a lot of veterans who line up in the banks, they have to keep waiting. So these e-lobbies, which are going to be there in the cans itself, will be started by the State Bank of India and PNB. And they will be helping these veterans in their routine affairs of the bank.
Kalyanand, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has already given the one rank, one pension scheme for veterans, and most of them are pleased and happy. There is a single man commission also sitting. From here, move on to the next subject we're discussing, disabled soldiers. So many operations going on. A lot number of people, officers and men, are disabled, injured for life. Somebody loses his arm, somebody loses his leg in a mine explosion, somebody loses his vital parts, somebody loses his eye. What is the army doing for those people?
This year has been declared as the year of those disabled in the line of duty. There are two kinds of casualties or injuries. One is a physical casualty and the other is the battle casualty, those who suffer in the face of the enemy. This year, the army has decided to take a step forward for those soldiers who have been maimed for life, who while survived the enemy attack but have lost their limb or have disabled their bodies largely. And towards this, many schemes have been started. We are also looking for some support from outside the forces. This support could be in terms of giving access. For example, there could be special ramps or access for the wheel-bound soldiers. The railings may be priorities in public dealing for these disabled soldiers. We also have started special monetary grants for these soldiers so that these soldiers can start new livelihood generation options wherever they are, and outside agencies can also support us in this endeavors of ours. The another issue what can be taken up by the society is giving honor and recognition to these soldiers. Just a small recognition will make him feel good, and I think it's a great effort which can go ahead. Indian Army has already declared this year, dedicating it to them. We are taking a pan-India effort where more and more schemes regarding distribution of some support equipment to them, some monetary schemes to them. We are asking the industry to come forward and support us in their CSR initiatives and join us in their CSR through this initiative of Indian Army.
When you talk about this corporate social responsibility of corporate sector coming and helping disabled soldiers, does it also mean kind of helping them with modern gadgets to help them with their lives or some kind of desk-bound jobs? Are you looking at both options?
Everything, Ajay, whatever they can come up with, because the way technology has come into the society, it's not yet come to the army, particularly in the welfare schemes. So we look at every way they can support this initiative.
And when you talk about these e-lobbies at banks and cantonments, they have already started?
Yes, I have visited one of them in Delhi. You may like to visit them in the Delhi Cant area where Directorate of Indian Army Veterans Office is running. Just next to it is a e-lobby.
We move on to the role of the Indian Army in the United Nations. You have yourself served in the United Nations since 1950, the Korean War. We've also had a Paramveer Chakra in 1962 Congo operations. We have had a lot of glorious activities, people who have laid down their lives, saved the lives of foreign nationals. We have received praise from the United Nations for carrying out those operations in various places all across in strife against countries which have been taken over by warlords or whatever the case may be. Indian Army's role in the UN, how big is it at the moment in numbers? How many people have we dedicated at the moment and equipment also?
At present, we are about 6,300 army personnel in United Nations in form of about 6 battalions plus. 3 are in Congo itself, 2 battalions are in South Sudan, 1 is in Lebanon. A logistic unit of artillery is in UNDOF, that is United Nations Disengagement Observation Post between Syria and Israel. In addition to these, there are minor units belonging to engineers, signals, feed hospital, petroleum platoons. In addition to even those, we have 170 military observers and staff officers in UN. In the past, like you just said, that we have been participating in the United Nations operations since 1950, and this was the Parafield Ambulance in Korea. Thereafter, which was a non-combatant unit. Thereafter, it was in 1956 in Gaza that the first armed contingent contributed by India, and thereafter it was followed by about 11 battalions strength. Between 62 to 64, we had provided 2 brigades in Congo. Like you said, we have had casualties. We have also won large amount of awards. To quote, there are about 153 fatal casualties of our men and officers in United Nations, and we have won about 109 gallantry awards. I would like to add here that India is also running the Center of United Nations Peacekeeping in Delhi, which is one of its kind. Here we are training not only national and international officers towards peacekeeping, but recently, after an understanding between the Prime Minister and Mr. Obama, since 2015, we have started training 40 African officers per year. We are also training about 40 female officers every year in a special course designed only for the female officers. This is an international training module. In a recent development, mobile training teams are also being sent out to Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, Vietnam and Cambodia. The first in Africa, Zambia, where we will be sending our mobile training team. This mobile team will be jointly officered between India and US, and this will be in February 2018.
Well, that's a very widespread from Central Asia to Africa. We are training UN peacekeepers. I will also like you to please develop on, since we train a lot of foreign nationals at our academies, at the National Defense Academy at Kadakwasla and also the Indian Military Academy at Dehradun and also the Officers Training Academy at Ranchi, Gaya and also at Chennai. Are we also training foreign nationals in these, and what is the interest of the foreign countries in getting their cadets trained in these academies?
We are very proud that we are running some of the most respected military institutions in this part of the world, and we get a lot of foreign officers. I have coursemates who belong to other countries. In NDA, I had a Bhutanese officer who served with me and who later on moved on to the Royal Bhutan Army. In junior command course, I had Sri Lankans who were along with us. In staff college, I had a Britisher who was attending the training with us. And they hold our training in very, very high esteem. They look forward to this. We are training a large number of international students, and it's only going to grow.
The various command headquarters and also in Delhi. You mean also the gallantry bodies also come in there? What happens? Kind of children come in there, people watch the parade. What does it happen on that day?
Army Day is a celebration. We have our own veterans coming in. We have diplomats coming in. We have award winners, their families coming in. We have most of the serving community coming in, of course. We have the school children coming in. This has been happening for a long time. However, I would like to add a couple of new initiatives that have been done this time. For the first time, we will also be having children from the local civil schools within Delhi NCR. So far, we have been inviting only the army school children. This time, we had 50 on 13th, when the army commanders parade on 13th. They attended from the local schools, and about 80 are going to be attending on the 15th. They will be interacting with the army chief, having a cup of tea with the army chief, and witnessing the complete parade and the events.
What is the time of this parade tomorrow in Delhi?
10:30 is the time of the salute taken by the army chief. Thereafter, the proceedings of the parade, followed by the award ceremony, followed by an address by the chief, and thereafter, combat demonstration. All this is likely to take about 2.5 hours. Between 10:30 to 12:30 or so, this event would be taking place in Delhi Cant.
A lot of people want to visit these parades and see them. As you just told us, for the first time, children from schools which are non-military or non-army schools are coming to witness this parade, this beautiful combination of martial display and cultural display which will be there. If a normal citizen wants to witness it, television is the only option, or you think it should be open later for a person who just want to come and watch it?
We would be very happy if people would like to witness them. And like I told you, 15th January is the sacrosanct date for Indian Army Chief Parade, or it's called the Army Day Parade, but we have many rehearsals before that. We can accommodate more and more people on these occasions. Some of them, of course, we can accommodate on the 15th, and they can all approach armypro@gmail.com, and we'll see whatever best we can do for them.
On the Army Day, as you were talking, could you narrate what is the sequence of the regiments which are coming in? Any unique thing this time which is happening?
One unique thing I have already told you is regarding the students from the civil schools in the Delhi NCR. Another new thing which may interest you is that for the first time, you will see a unit contributing a full contingent. Generally, it is a regiment which is a collection of about 20-21 units, which gives a contingent. This particular unit comes from the Territorial Army, and this is of Grenadiers. The very unique thing about this unit is that 100% personnel of this unit have already committed to organ donation, which is a very, very unique thing. And that is to say that not only on the borders we are doing an onerous job, but we are also contributing towards the society, and this unit has clearly given a good model.
Thank you for speaking to us, Colonel Anand, and wish you a happy Army Day tomorrow.
Thank you, Ajay.
On the eve of Indian Army Day, you were listening to a discussion on glorious history of Indian Army. The participants were Colonel Aman Anand, spokesperson, Indian Army, and Ajay Banerjee, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.nic.in.